Some weeks ago, some months ago now, I started a competition for an articulation tongue twister called Articulatory Agility by Lillian Mansell. I sent it out there. I said, people, send in your videos and let's talk about them and see who's going to win free access to my online course, Advanced Articulation. So this video is going to go through some of the videos that were sent in, and I'm going to talk a little bit about them. And at the end, I'm going to disclose the winner who's going to get into my Advanced Articulation course for free. So let's have a look. Who have we got first? George Bowling. Let's have a listen.
Articulatory agility is developing the ability to effortlessly and believably attack clearly the most conceivable...
Effortlessly. Okay, that's interesting. First off...
Articulatory agility is developing the ability to effortlessly and...
Effortlessly. Effortlessly. Okay, that's an accent thing though. Effortlessly. Now, the first thing I notice about that is it's straight off the bat, very fast. Now, this was a competition to see how clear, not necessarily how fast you can speak. And it's a little bit, there's energy in it, right? So there's effort, and I can see that George has certainly got enthusiasm about that, and that's great. And he's obviously not learnt it, which is fine. I wouldn't expect anyone to, but he's reading down. That does something to you. But what I noticed the most about George is his jaw is quite tight, and so let's watch a bit more.
Conceivably attack clearly the most conceivably convoluted consonant combos in the world.
He's doing a lot with his forehead. Conceivably convoluted in the world. There seems to be like a lot of effort and a lot of strain in there. And I think perhaps because his jaw is quite tight and so some of it comes out a little lispy.
Flexible lips and strengthened tongue tips are needed to toss off.
I mean, it's not bad at all. It's very good and I understand every word.
Calvadian quips. And who can dispute a relaxed lower jaw for spewing forth a torrent of shaw? It takes a ballad of diction to theatrically mumble.
It sounds like he's trying to sound heightened RP. Right, okay, this is something that I find people do, because his accent doesn't necessarily... I'm not sure quite, George, where are you from? But it sounds like there's something going on where we're trying to sound a bit like someone from the royal family. Only it's a little bit more mumbled and jumbled because the teeth aren't being opened so much. That's a terrible impersonation of you. I'm really sorry, George. But I've got to be honest, right? What I'm hearing is an accent which I'm not sure is completely your own. Are you trying to do this because that's what you think it should sound like? Or that's what you imagine tongue twisters to sound like? Because tongue twisters should really sound like you sound. Right? Your own natural accent and making the best of that as opposed to trying to sound like someone else. And so here I can't help but think that the way you're placing air and the sort of the quality of the sound is not necessarily you. Am I right? Am I wrong? Tell me. Let me know in the comments and say hi. Again, it was a really good effort. Let's finish watching it now.
And clearly be misunderstood in the jumble. Mid couplets of prose, be D's demo do's from Shakespeare to Simon, from Moliere to Mammoth.
George, it was very good. A little bit rushed, a little bit tight. You could do some more work on your jaw. I have a video for that here. To loosen it up. And also your neck and your shoulders. Maybe looking down is not the best way to read. Maybe if you could find a way of lifting your head up a bit. It doesn't do much, but it might do something for you. But that I'm sensing this tension in your neck, shoulders and jaw. All right, so there's lots of things you can do for that. And again, there's videos on this channel that can help you find ways to loosen that. Also, when you've got less tension in you, you are likely to slow down naturally anyway and breathe. So I want to hear you take the time to say these words like you're meaning them, as opposed to just getting through them because it's a competition and it's an exercise and you're trying to be fast and you're trying to sound perfect or you're trying to sound this way. Don't worry about it. What would benefit you would be to take your time and relax, I think. Yeah, that's my advice. Thank you, George. Let's get to the next one. Aura Voice. What a cool name. Michelle Aura from Aura Voice. Wow. Great. We've got a professional in the house and she's clearly in a recording booth. So maybe she does lots of voiceover herself. Let's check it out.
And here's my stab at the articulatory challenge.
Articulatory. Yeah, okay. It's a very American way of saying it. But it's not wrong.
Articulatory agility is developing the...
Oh, yeah, because in England we say articulatory. You say articulatory. That's interesting. It's just a difference in the dialect.
Ability to effortlessly and believably utter clearly the most conceivably convoluted consonant combos in the world.
Okay, this sounds like, obviously you're in a voiceover booth and clearly you're a professional, but it does sound like an advert. And it's not an advert. So there's one thing to be careful of is that there are voiceover voices as well, which people get in the habit of using, because most voiceover jobs are for things that sound like this. And if you were talking about a house cleaner or a car or sort of a new brand of something or something from the business world or like on a phone line, I would buy it. But because of the nature of what's in the text, I'm not necessarily sure if it's in line.
Flexible lips and strengthened tongue tips are needed to toss off Cowardian quips.
Cowardian quips? That up inflection is like strange to me. It feels like that. Why did you go up there? Again, that's a very voiceovery thing to do, because people often lift the end of sentences to leave it up in the air so they can continue down. I mean, I'm all over the place. When I'm doing voiceovers, I'm very colourful and dynamic, and in Finland they're very usually quite flat, and so I often get told to sort of dull it down.
Dispute a relaxed lower jaw for spewing forth a torrent of shaw. It takes superlative vision.
It's quite poetic. It's quite poetic, and it's a poem, which I understand, but it's something about it's not connecting. There's a disconnect.
Diction to theatrically mumble and clearly be misunderstood in the jumble. Be it couplets or prose, be it D's, dumb or do's, from Shakespeare to Simon, from Moliere to Mamet, it simply won't do if they don't understand it.
I mean, the slowing down at the end was perfect. It was bang on. You know, this is technically very good take, and clear and articulate. So, yeah, I think there's just... I'd like to, again, be immersed in the story, by it being accurate to the story and read that way as opposed to read in the voiceover way, which seems to be like a habit most of us get into. Okay, but very good, very good. Let's move on to the next one. Who have we got here? Itay.
Hi, everyone. My name is Itay Miri, and this is articulatory agility. Articulatory agility is developing the ability to effortlessly and believably utter clearly the most conceivably convoluted consonant combos in the world.
Okay, so we know that they've got an accent, but what a great voice! What a natural resonant chasm. I can hear depth there, but if you see where the microphone is on him, it's right on his chest, and that's going to pick up those deeper tones. You tend to get sort of more mid-range around the mouth and higher notes when it gets towards the nose. So down here, like sitting on the chest, that's why it sounds very beefy. I wonder what he sounds like with the microphones further away. Probably less so, but I think, you know, it's a very nice, rich, round voice to my ears. There's obviously an accent, but so far so good.
Flexible lips and strengthened tongue tips are needed.
Actually, yeah, you can see where his eye line is. He's looking... is it a phone? It's vertical. So he's looking in, perhaps reading, might be running down or like a teleprompter, and that reading can draw people in. Sometimes it's good to sort of sit back and actually, sometimes even just plain paper is a great way of doing this. But there's nothing wrong with this. It just takes a bit of practice itself. So the art of reading off of paper or from a teleprompter is an art in itself, and you don't want to get too stuck, and he looks a little bit scared. And so it sort of deadens the performance a little bit. So at the moment we can hear reading, and again, all of these are great. There's positive stuff about all of these, but I'm trying to give some sort of feedback that might be helpful for you to sort of look at and improve. That's why we do these things, right?
To toss off Cowardian quips. And who can dispute a relaxed lower jaw for spewing forth a torrent of shaw? He takes superlative diction.
The accent's quite strong, but it's clear. And it's good. I think the pace is also a positive one here. He's taking his time.
Diction to theatrically mumble and clearly be misunderstood in the jumble. Be it couplets or prose, be it des, dem, or does from...
Des? Or these? Yeah, okay. Des, dem, or does. But, okay, it's just... practice it a few times, get those words clear out the way. Because you might, because you're reading, you might not know you've made a mistake. That's something else that we do, is continue because we're reading to the next word.
Shakespeare to Simon, from Molière to Mamet. It simply won't do if they don't understand it. Thank you.
Thank you. That was really good, Ite. I'm actually, yeah, no, that was a good in many ways. Who's next? Katie. Katie Tran.
Articulatory Agility by Lillian.
Okay, spot the American. Articulatory. Again, it's not wrong, it's just a different accent, and I find it interesting.
Mansell. Articulatory agility is developing the ability to effortlessly and believably utter clearly the most conceivably convoluted consonant.
Okay, right. So my first note is that this microphone, tiny one, even though it's got a pop shield on it, it's being held right in front of the mouth, and you can hear the the air. Is actually, because she's holding it down there and she's breathing through her nose, right? So it's and her mouth is there, so it's in this triangle, so it's going to catch a lot of breath. Sometimes you might want to tilt it up and down towards the mouth, or from the side, or from below, or like Ite had on his chest, picks up those resonance. It can make it duller, but something to think about. Also, I noticed that Katie is a little bit speaking kind of vocal fry, very in the back of the throat there.
Combos. In the world, flexible lips and strengthened tongue tips are needed to toss off Cowardian quips.
Again, it's all clear. I can understand everything.
And who can dispute a relaxed lower jaw for spewing forth a torrent of shaw? It takes superlative diction.
Okay, so again, there's consideration about the next line here. There's a breath, a thought, and speaking. And it's paced very well, again, I believe. But it's got into a rhythm, hasn't it? A very similar rhythm. It's not sort of going on its own journey. It's sort of following this very flat, same tone all the way through.
To theatrically mumble and clearly be misunderstood in the jumble.
Clearly be misunderstood in the jumble, and it seems to be going on the same thing like that. And here we go on and on and on. And it's even though it's clear, and even though it's well paced, and even though there's, you know, it's just, you know, come on. We want to put into it. When you're reading, come on, let's bring it to life. Let's hear a bit more of you, in fact. And maybe this thing is annoying, and that you're reading down is sort of also putting you off.
Be it couplets or prose, be it D's, dem or do's, from Shakespeare to Simon.
Sounds like you've got a cold or something wrong with your throat. Sounds like maybe you need more like hydration, or maybe warming up, or just, I don't know. Or it sounds a little bit uncomfortable. Actually.
From Molière to Mame, it simply won't do.
Okay, Mame and damn it don't really rhyme. So thinking ahead about what you're saying, so Mamet, damn it. So that's how it's kind of designed. And if you'd maybe read ahead, you might know that that was going to come. So here's a part of just like paying attention to what you're reading and preparing it in advance.
If they don't understand it.
You turned over for that last line. Okay, all right. It's not my favourite, but again, there was positive points, and I think I've made those already. I'm not trying to be mean to anyone. Just this is what I'm seeing. Who's next? Libby Bergman. Okay, Libby, let's go.
By Lillian Menzel. Articulatory agility is developing the ability to effortlessly and believably utter clearly the most conceivably convoluted consonant combos in the world.
Okay, I missed some of that. That was garbled. That was mumbled over. You're walking down the road, you're reading off your phone, and you're filming at the same time.
Flexible lips and strengthening tongue tips are needed to toss off Cowardian quips.
Okay, so you're certainly mumbling words here. There's some clarity issues.
Who can dispute a relaxed lower jaw for speaking?
And that's not the accent. That's just there's enunciation. Underpronounced words.
Fourth, the torrent of Shaw. It takes superlative diction to theatrically mumble and clearly be misunderstood in the...
Yeah, don't get me wrong. There could be something in the accent that's doing that as well. It could be that English being a second language might sort of be harder to enunciate. So
jumbo, be it couplets or prose, be it des, them or those, from Shakespeare to Simon, from Moliere to Mehmet, it simply won't do if they don't understand it.
Understand it. Lovely smile at the end there. Thank you, Libby. But it's, again, warm up. You could have sat down, you could have made yourself more comfortable, you could read through it a couple of times and known what words might have come up. Yeah. But the pacing, it was pleasant and you're very relaxed generally, so maybe just a little bit of articulation exercise and some of the, going through it a few times with your finger in your mouth, or if you have a bone prop like one of these, that could have sort of helped tighten up that articulation and made it just that much clearer for us.
Articulatory agility is developing the ability to effortlessly and believably utter clearly the most conceivably convoluted consonant combos in the world. Flexible lips and strengthened tongue tips are needed to toss off Cordian quips, and who can dispute?
You're hitting hard the first word in every sentence.
A relaxed lower jaw. For spewing forth the...
Spewing forth!
Shaw. It takes superlative diction...
Superlative!
...to theatrically mumble and clearly be misunderstood in the jumble. Be it couplets or prose, be it dies, dim, or does, from Shakespeare to Simon, from Moliere to Mamat. It simply won't do.
Mamat? Mamet? Dammit. Mamat? Damat.
It won't do if they don't understand it.
Elias, that was lovely. Do you know what I liked about that? Is that there was lots of energy. And bringing energy to something, no matter how technical the quality of it, is always pleasing to see. And here, it kind of, we can hear your enthusiasm, and that's infectious, and it's really nice that. So that's something that you can't take away from. I would be careful when reading that you're not punctuating certain words, which might get into a rhythm of the first, you know, or second syllable in each line being punctuated. Try and think of the meaning of the sentence, each sentence, and where the rhymes are hitting. And also be careful not to move around too much. Use your hands or your feet if you can. But when you're moving your head around, you're not in a vocal booth, but it could affect that. And we're watching a video, it might even be distracting, and you might distract yourself. So again, you're reading off the page. I'd be interested to see what happened when you stilled down and had gone through it a few times and then just gave the words to the camera or to the microphone. Of course, I'm quite articulate and I move around a lot, but it's just, you know, things that could actually improve upon that. But I really enjoyed that. Last one, Mary. Here we go.
Articulatory agility is developing the ability to effortlessly and believably utter clearly the most conceivably convoluted consonant combos in the world. Flexible lips and strengthened tongue tips are needed to toss off Cordian quips. And who can dispute a relaxed lower jaw for spewing forth a torrent of Shaw? It takes superlative diction to theatrically mumble and clearly be misunderstood in the jumble. Be it couplets or prose, be it dies, dem, or does, from Shakespeare to Simon, from Moliere to Mehmet, it simply won't do if they don't understand it.
Okay, so that, for me, was, I think, the best example of all of the clips today. Incredibly, like, effortlessly pronounced. So the articulation is like, obviously there's been work done, and then she's not had to do the work for this, so things just trip off the tongue quite easily. And obviously she knows what she's saying too. There's the words make sense to me. I think it was a little bit fast. I mean, I would like to hear it a little slower, but it doesn't need to be slower because it was so articulate. Here's the thing, if you're able to pronounce every word as well as that, you can go at that speed, but it might have flattened it off a little bit. So just, it'd be great to hear more dynamics, but they're not always necessary. And I thought that was such a good reading that I would give that first place in this whole competition. So Mary, but I'm not just going to give Mary the course for free. I'm going to give it to everyone that was in this video today. I think you all did really well. And so you're all invited to send me your emails so I know who you are, and I'll set you up with the course on Teachable. And yeah, I hope that's good for you and you enjoy that. You've got to get back to me though, which means you have to watch this video. And if you're not watching, you're not going to get it. So get in touch with me. My email is on the website. And thank you everyone for watching. I hope you've got some benefit from that. So thank you for watching. This was the competition winners, if you like. for the Articulatory Agility Competition. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, when my camera is going to die, look after your voice. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra room.